to episode 152 of Caithness Craft Collective. I'm Louise, and today I've got a What's a Crack? The results of the UNCAL, knit along thing, competition, prize giving. And a me section. So get your cup of tea or your dram or your lime sip. I'll let you know what the crack is in Caithness this week. Well, that was rather unfortunate with the music there. Well, listeners, you guessed it again, I'm on the phone. I'm using my phone and the Podbean app to record this, which means it's not going to be edited. Now, I am sitting in the glorious sunshine of Caithness, but I'm actually inside my polytunnel because there is a slight breeze coming through, and I thought I might get a little bit better sound quality. So, decided to come in the polytunnel, and so did Buchel and Cottrell. And they are rummaging around and sniffing, and I think that there must be a mouse or a toad in here somewhere, because the pair of them have started getting a little bit adventurous, and hopefully they'll not make too much noise. I may have to pause quickly and tell them to shut up if it does get a bit much. If you're hearing a kind of plastic moving noise, that is plastic moving. Well done for guessing. But I'm sitting looking at some beautiful white clover where it needs cut, and the bees are having a lovely time. I always feel really guilty about cutting grass when it's got clover or daisies on it, because the bees do so much love it. We have bumblebees here. I don't think we've got any honeybees around directly this area, but come on, the bees. So I've taken some photographs, and you might hear them buzzing about and being busy. And they're beside the strawberries patch, which is coming along. We've got some green strawberries, and my bay tree is coming back from being chopped pretty much down. I've got lemon balm, which is going to absolutely doolally, because I took out the big rosemary bush that was killing the light off it. So the lemon balm's going nuts. Now, I don't actually do an awful lot with my lemon balm because I don't use it in cooking. If any of you listeners have something nice that they use it for, will you let me know? Because I'd be quite interested to see what I could use it for. Behind me now is my plum tree. I've got loads of plums. So we'll be hopefully having a bumper harvest of plums and plum jam. And then everywhere else is raspberries. Because the raspberries, if you've ever grown raspberries, you will know that they like to take over. However, I do try and keep them in one space, and I chopped them right down this year, and they're coming right back. And then we've got three apple trees. These are all inside the polytunnel because I don't think that they would cope too well with the winds of the Caithness winter. And roaming around, we have a Buchel and a Cottrell. And there's various other bits and pieces in here, like parsley and lavender and asparagus, and a really beautiful buddleia, and a paddling pool that's empty, and some pots and pans. No pots and pans, there's no pans in here. So listeners, that's enough of the garden. I'm just describing the inside of the polytunnel so you get a flavour of what I'm looking at. What's a crack? Well, I delayed this episode because you might hear in my voice I took a cold. Sandy very kindly spread his germs, and we were both off on Monday. He was off school and I was just on the couch, and he's shaking it off quicker than I have. He shook it off, and he's way back to school, but I have a less than audio-tastic voice than normal, because I know I have such a lovely tonal radio spoken word voice. What do you mean I don't? Of course I do. So whilst there has been content to talk about, the will has not been there, but I don't want to leave you too long, listeners, because I'm quite aware it's been 3 weeks since we last spoke and I have things to tell you. So, I said happy anniversary to my husband in the last episode, and at the weekend he took me away for a romantic getaway to Inverness, and he didn't tell me what we were doing. And he'd organised with everybody. He'd organised the dogs, he'd organised the children, he'd organised my friend in Inverness. So we ended up going to the Kingsmill Hotel and had a lovely night together on the Friday night. And then on the Saturday we went to a music festival near Inverness. And one of the big bands that we saw was Idlewild. And I've never actually seen them live and really, really enjoyed it. Their set was great. And my favourite song is American English. So, oh, it's just great. I've not been to a music festival since before the Bairns were born. So I did feel like the old person there. Not that there wasn't a big spread of age people there. The music was fantastic. We saw some really good bands and some great singers. My friend Maury was there. So it was a good weekend. And very much enjoyed it and got not one stitch of knitting done at all that whole entire weekend. So then came back and I have a money spider on me. Be free, little money spider, go in the paddling pool. There's no water in it, don't worry. So I was knitting on the Marta Pauline Jonah Groats Slouchy Berry hat, and this is more in the me section, isn't it? I tell you what, I'll come back to that. So we'll go on to the Uncal. Actually, no we won't. I wrote down people. I'll do who's new in the group next episode, but a Buchel and Sandy Chu hello to Scrappy Doo, All That Cake Knit, Rose from Windsor, White Heart, and Happy Lucky. I hope you're all doing very well. And I'm just wondering if All That Cake Knit is Rose from Windsor, because she changed her name recently and my adult brain can't remember. But hello if you're the same person in two different time zones. And if not, never mind. I wish I could edit this. This sounds so pathetic. Yeah, Podbean. Take back some editing. That would be good. Look. Good time. She said, trying to get away with it. Failing madly. So the Uncal. This was the knit along where I was lamenting to Twin St Jan that I couldn't do all the knits and all the knit alongs, and therefore I would just maybe have an unknit along where you didn't do any of the knitting with anything. And she agreed and said, oh, this is a good idea, let's do it. So 2 years later we did. We had three divisions, and the first division was the Leave It section. And this was where you had your project and you hadn't touched it for a while and you just thought, I really like this, but I don't want to do any knitting on it just now. So you left it until the 1st of June, and you had to have a picture to prove it, and that you hadn't touched it from the start of the Uncal to the 1st of June. And the winners, who have all been told, I would hasten to point out, was, I'm just going to put these in the order that I've got them down, is Perfect Circle, who is Michelle from Newcastle, and she has this for her Starlight Shawl double knitting project, which, gee whiz, it was immense. So please finish that at some point, Michelle. It's beautiful. Gardening Witch Jane, she was test knitting socks from 2015, and she's won the Wool Tribe book. And then we have Diane, which she is Not Just Hats. I know she's in Stateside, but I've not written that down where. And she was doing Crane Creek cardigan. My writing's terrible, so apologies if I said that wrong. And she won the Nostapine from Dale from Fairwinds Farm, but she's already got one. So what I'm going to do with Diane is either give her a pattern of her choice, or because I'd already told everybody else what they've won and stuff, I don't think it's fair to swap. So I'll either give her a partner of her choice or a tartan bag, because she's actually going to see her in America when I go over. So that was the leave section top three. And oh, there were some beautiful things in this that I hope that some of you actually do carry on and finish, which is the next part of the leave it section of the uncal. So if you now pick up that project or another project which you've not touched for a while, and finish it by 1st of September, please post in the thread that you're going to do this. You're going to, this is my project I'm going, haven't touched for a while, and I'm going to finish it by the 1st of September, and then put the picture of 1st of September that you have actually indeed finished it, and you'll be in with some more chances of prizes. So then we move on to the unicorn section of the uncal with some more noisy dogs. And this is the project that you've always wanted to do. It's the unicorn that's roaming around in the plains. They are real. Daisy has a t-shirt with it on phone. So the first one to win was Spajo, who made some graduation socks, and she chose a Pollard Emmons Fees pattern, very kindly generously donated, and that she's actually gone with the Piper's Journey pattern, the shawl, which I've knitted two of, and I think it's lovely. So thank you, Paula, and thank you, Spajo. Oh, I don't know how I did that. Then Helen HGF, she had been making the graphic kerchief, and she has won the needle roll from Erica Eggles, and it's a really, really nice shawl that she's finished making. And then Beast Chops, oh, I'm glad your name came out, because you were really, really busy in this. You made a pair of Yoda booties, a Shibu linen, and it says Sunset Frost as well, but I can't quite remember what that was. So you've won a tartan bag from my shop, and all these things, I was waiting on payday, because whilst people have generously sent prizes, I still have to post them, and yeah. So they should be with you very shortly. So the unicorn project, hopefully you could still carry on and do a unicorn. You could maybe incorporate that into your leave it, carry on. Carry on. That's from Mark and Lard. Does anybody stop? Carry on. Right. So you could maybe incorporate that into the next section of the uncal. And finally into the frog it section, which was where you unraveled something that you were never ever going to knit. You started it with good intentions and you just thought no. And there were some brave souls as well that went in and just frogged some projects that had finished, but they just didn't fit right. So firstly, Paula pattern was purple poly pocket, and she took out her like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel. That's a song, and I'm not going to sing it to you, but I know the one you know the one I want to sing. Sorry if you've now got an earworm. Here, have some good time to get rid of it. Right, we got rid of the year one. And then we've got FRK Strick, and she frogged five projects. I've not written down which ones, but you were very, very busy. So you get a pattern of your choice, and I just paid for it just now, and it was the twig jumper. Very nice, Lisey, and I hope that you get on well with that. And then Marta Schmarta won a Boston Jen pattern, because she frogged her Central Park hoodie. And then Erica Eccles herself, she had a crocheted scarf and she took that out, so she's won a project bag. And that project bag is by Garden Witch Jean, and it's really lovely made. So I thought Erica Eccles makes things, and it'd be nice if she actually got some sewn stuff back, because you know what we're like. Oh, you sew, or oh, you knit, you'll not want any of my stuff. So, yes we do, of course we do. We might look at it and wonder how it's made, some of us might go, oh, I could make that better, or oh, I could never make that. But we do like to get stuff from other people's hands, don't we? So that is the uncal at this stage. We'll have to revisit this again next episode because of the carrying it on part of it. Thank you very much for everybody for taking part. I hope that it tidied up some of your stash a wee bit as well, and you actually got the unicorn made, and maybe unicorn turned into a right donkey. Mind you, I quite like donkeys. Eeyore's a lovely kind of chap. And it turns out that that unicorn project is not quite the be-all and end-all as you thought it was going to be. But do you know what? You wouldn't have known that until you'd actually started it. So, carry on. Right, we'll have a bit of division here. Will I think what we're doing next? Ooh, clunky. So, me section. Well, it's all about me. Get your own podcast. Oh, I keep forgetting to tell you, somebody did ask this. Why does it have Sandy saying the Beaker section? Well, Beaker from The Muppets always goes, me, 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 me. And that's the part I call the me, me, me section. Because when I started doing the podcast, I did feel it was rather self-indulgent to just keep on talking about me. But as it's me that's talking to you about my craft, I kind of went, well, yeah, I know I'm being self-indulgent, but hey, you're listening, so, and you seem to quite enjoy what I'm talking about, so I'll try and do it without too much arrogance. Right, so I have actually been quite busy, except, was it yesterday, until the night time. I didn't do any knitting, that's how well I was, listeners. So I finished my John O'Groats Slouchy hat by Marta Pollen, or Marta Schmarta, and I used Easy Knits sock weight in Twinkle, which was a blue with a sparkly Angelina running through it, and it has a very lacy pattern to the crown, and then you switch a design and you do a very lacy nope part of the crown. Body, I'm going to say body, of the hat, and then you go to a rib, and it's all done with twisted knit stitch. Every time you see a knit stitch, it's twisted. So it was twisted my melons, man. Call the cups. Not in a bad way, you get used to it, but it slows things down, and because it was lace, you had to do it in a time where you could do lace. So sometimes that is a little bit restricted in my life because I like to just sit and knit, and especially just now I'm watching the football and I'm not always looking down at my hands, so it's a good job I've finished. However, this hat is beautiful, and the definition on the stitches with that twisted stitch is beautiful. The actual lace on it is beautiful. It sits beautifully. Had to do blocking with a plate, which I've never done before, and I get a lot of compliments when I wear it. And yes, it's June, I have been wearing it because we still get quite a cold north wind coming through. It wouldn't be a hat to wear in the winter because it's got so much lace in it, there'd be no warmth to it, but it's a great autumn and sort of springtime wearing when you need a little bit of keeping your hair at your eyes and a little bit of warmth, but not too much. So perfect timing. And when I go to John O'Groats tomorrow, I'm going to take it and get a photograph because she made it to go with John O'Groats' 8-sided hotel and the sea around John O'Groats, and it couldn't get more perfect than the hat that it's been come out as. So thank you so much to Marta, and do encourage everybody to go around and buy the hat and make the hat. So I finished that after it was blocked and have worn it and quite delighted with it. And then my friend's son's girlfriend had a baby, and she had a baby boy who was not due until July, so he's a little bit early. And took me off unawares because I was thinking, well, I'll maybe do that when I'm on holiday, his knitting, and I knew it was going to be a boy in advance, so I kind of looked out the blue yarn. But he's appeared, and he was a totally wee thing. He was £5.4. He's doing well, but he did have need of being in Skiboo and Inverness in Raigmore. And I'm so thankful that we sent hats. So thank you so much once again, everybody, for when we sent hats down to them March and April. And you never know, maybe little Kobe actually received one of them. But I've since then made another coming and going baby hat by Ellen and Twinsy Ellen. I've made one before, I'll make one again. Beautiful little pattern, and I used, what yarn was it? It was a blue softish, and I can't remember, I thought it was bamboo. I think it's Stylecraft. I've definitely got that right on my pattern page, but I'm out with pattern page just now because I'm outside in the polytunnel. So my apologies for being a rubbish podcaster. With noisy dogs. Be less noisy, dog. It's cockatoo panting. They don't have the sense they're born with. They really don't. Go outside if you're hot. So, this little hat really took very little time to knit up. And I also decided to use up some of the stash baby acrylic yarn that I've got and crochet quite a few granny squares and make a wee lap blanket for the baby. So far I've got about 10, and I'm going to need another 10 at least. So it's just a 4-ply light blue yarn and some white yarn that was hiding in my baby stash of yarns. And I'm using a 3.5 millimetre, because that would be wool, water, wrong measurement. Hook, crochet hook. Come back into the room. This heat is going for me, listeners. I'm not used to it. So I'm just taking, say, 25 minutes a square and grabbing it when the tatties are boiling or when the bairns are doing homework, which has got less and less of this last couple of weeks because it's the last day of school next Friday. Hooray. And it'll soon grow, but I'll have to get this to him toot sweet before he grows out of said preemie sized hat. Because you know what bairns are like? They like to grow. And his daddy's quite tall, so I expect him to grow quite tall quite quickly. And it's nice to actually have something little like that to just be able to rattle through and not have to pay too much close attention on a pattern. There is 4 cables in it, but not cables that are too difficult for me. They might be difficult if you've not done them before, but give them a try, listeners. It's a lovely pattern, as is Marta's pattern. It's just because it's lace and I need to concentrate. And then I thought, right, I'm up here, what can I do? I'm going to have to get stuff done for going to America. La 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 America. It doesn't seem right singing that when my mum's not going, but I'm going to be in America. So I'm quite excited about going to America. And I need some knitting for going to America. I shall take Colour Collusion to America. Yeah, your ears are bleeding now, aren't they? It's not as much fun as when mum does it, is it? Because she does a wee dance at the end. And because this is an audio podcast, that means nothing to you. Oh, Vienna. Louise goes slightly mad as the medicine wears off. So I looked out the Colour Collusion shawl by Janice Hamby, who is Twin St Jan. Are you getting a wee theme here? We've got Twin St Ellen, Twin St Jan. Yeah, and we're inside my bread's buttered, listeners. Yeah. So, but I had it printed off ages ago, and I was going to use a yarn that I bought when I was actually over in America with Jan in the same shop, I think at the same time, possibly. But this pattern is... What is that dog doing? They're having a right good ding-dong over there. I don't know, whatever it is. is probably not there. It's probably not been there since I came in here, but they like to insist on having a good dig. So this shawl is designed specifically, or in mind of, using a gradient yarn. And I didn't think I had a gradient yarn, but listeners, I do now. Because when I was at my own retreat, the very lovely Nick of Yarns from the Plain had her shop there, and I bought a gradient yarn from her. And this is 100% Blueface Leicester, and she has dyed it in a blue, a green, and a yellow. And so far I'm still in the blue, it's not changing colour yet, although the ball is a slightly different tinge of it, because it's a long, long change in this gradient. And I was sort of thinking about doing the Paula Emmons Feasley pattern of the Crooked U, which is a beautiful cowl, but I've wanted to make the colour collusion for quite a while, and I thought, well, that'll be quicker to knit up before I go away, and I wanted something that wasn't lace. So it's an interesting construction. You do one triangle's worth of shawl, and then you pick up along one of the sides and make another triangle of shawl, but because there's a gradient in it, it's an interesting look on your shawl. And thank you very much to Twinset Jan for this greatness that I am bestowing on myself. The yarn is beautifully dyed. There's no smell of vinegar on it at all. It's nice and soft. Sometimes it's a little bit splitty. I think that the BFL, it's just the way it's twisted on it, it kind of gives off a long split, if that makes sense. It's not unlikable. It's because I'm watching Euro 2016 and not looking at what I'm knitting. And sometimes I'm not picking it up properly and I'm splitting the yarn. Nothing that I've not caught on the next roll around, but it's just something that's it's different to the merino that I was using last time. It's maybe not quite as squishy as the merino, but I've done about 2 inches worth, so you can feel the difference between it and a merino, but it's nice and squashy as opposed to squishy, which you knitters, you'll know the difference, because I don't know how to explain it. Oh look, swallows. Tweet, 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 tweet. Oh, you never noticed there. That's fine. So I'm enjoying that. And what I tried to think about doing as well is, because we're coming back via Iceland and I'm using Icelandic Lopi bulky weight yarn in a chocolate colourway to make the Kate Davies owl again, I thought it might be a good idea if I got to the point of, if I know I need more yarn, because then I might think, well, I'm in Iceland, I can go and find the yarn, because I believe that there is a proper Lopi shop and it has all the yarn ever invented. I don't know whether I'm making that up. Actually, in my head, that's what it sounded like to me. But I think it would be good that I got to the point of, I've got 2 balls of this Lopi yet, I've just got to the bottom of the armhole, and then I'll have to do the yoke. It's slightly shorter than the pattern, but I was looking at all my other tops and cardigans, and they just sit where this is come to just now, which is sort of mid-bum area. And I think for my frame, that's what suits me best. And to the armhole, and I've just to put it on to waist yarn, but wasn't quite concentrating enough for it the other night. So my goal is to get you to that point of using up these 2 balls of yarn. I mean, if I finish the cardigan, then that's great, because this is chunky, bulky, fat as Quattro. Quattro's not that fat, but he's getting older, so he doesn't have as much exercise. So it's quite chunky, and you use a size 8mm needle, and it can be quite heavy to work with, but it knits pretty quickly. So I'm hoping that I live enough. But do you know, I don't think I do. Not enough to do the yoke, the neckline and the button band. I reckon I'm going to need at least one, if not two more. Or we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. This is just my, this would be an ideal world situation to be going on with. And that actually, I don't know why, but I remembered that Kari Westerman has achieved her Kickstarter goal of getting all the funding for her, this thing of paper book. And yes, I've got mine in there. So I'm quite looking forward to that coming out next year. So Google Kari. And well done everybody else for donating. So that's ace news. The Book of Haps is out. I was waiting for PD to purchase mine. And Louise Scully is going to have a big hap-along, another one for this year, which I think I might be forced to take part in. But I think I'm going to wait until I actually come back from holiday before I start. So I'm delighted to see that there's the popularity has gone through the roof for this book, and all the designers, it's well deserved. For all you lot going to Woolfest this weekend, hopefully you've just listened to me in the car. I hope you have a lovely time. You buy what you want, you buy a little bit of what you don't need, you don't spend over your budget, and you have an amazing time. And for you vending at the Woolfest, you'll be listening to me because you'll be setting up your stuff just now. But I hope that you don't come back with as much as you took down with you. In fact, I hope that there's way loads of room in your car. So, I think that was it for knitting and crochet. Now, I've been listening to a couple of new podcasts. One is called Knitting Butterfly. Now, she's been gone for a little while, but I quite enjoyed